The Traveler's Journal, July 6th, taking time out in Trieste. Although it's been part of Italy for centuries, the city of Trieste has a confused past. With an idyllic setting in a limestone nook on the northeast tip of the Adriatic Sea, Trieste first flourished as a Roman colony. In the 13th century, its rulers opted to join the Austrian Empire, rather than being dominated by the Republic of Venice, 100 miles to the west. 2 centuries ago, Trieste was declared a free port and thrived as a center of commerce and culture. Banks and insurance companies built grand headquarters. Artists and writers flocked here, and Trieste became a destination of distinction. This century has turned Trieste into a political pawn. Claimed by Italy after World War I, it was occupied by Germany in World War II, then the Slavs, followed by British and American military. A 1975 treaty finally certified the city's return to Italy. This history has blessed Trieste with a unique legacy of flavors, a melange of Mediterranean, Slavic, and Bohemian. Pasta is as common on its tables as boiled pork and sauerkraut, jam-filled crepes and Linzer torte, heady beer, red wine, and a strong coffee culture. Trieste's relatively untouristed streets are a treat to explore. Its social center is the huge plaza, which opens on the sea. Its prime attraction is a 15th-century castle built on a hilltop next to the ruins of a Roman forum. And it's still a bargain, perhaps one of the last in Italy. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.